"I've telephoned," he said. "They're sending an inspector or someone from Middleston, and the local police and doctor from Stanton." He shrugged his shoulders. "We're in for it now."
"How far away is Middleston?"
It was the town for which Antony had taken a ticket that morning, only 6 hours ago. How absurd it seemed. "About 20 miles. These people will be coming back soon."
"Beverley and the others?"
"Yes, I expect they'll want to go away at once."
"Much better that they should."
"Yes." Cayley was silent for a little. Then he said, "You're staying near here?"
"I'm at the George, at Waldheim."
"If you're by yourself, I wish you'd put up here. You see," he went on awkwardly, "you'll have to be here for the inquest and so on. If I may offer you my cousin's hospitality and his, I mean, if he doesn't, if he really has—"
Antony broke in hastily with his thanks and acceptance.
"That's good. Perhaps Beverley will stay on, if he's a friend of yours. He's a good fellow."